fight up.
Hell,
they ain't gonna treat me like they treat CJ.
Shit.
What's up, y'all?
Shit, feeling good? What's good?
Hey, hey, on the sweet summer children.
Feeling good, feeling good. How you doing, Queen Mother?
I'm very well, thank you.
What the fuck? Where the fuck TK go?
Right.
He over there trying to get his mic together, I think.
Oh, okay.
After the conversation we just had, nigga.
Yeah, man. God damn. Oh, shit. Well, hey, look, man.
What the fuck did I miss already?
Hey, look, we just talking shit about, you know, just excited about this episode, Queen Mother.
About shit.
I felt like this was a good episode. Oh, 10. Yeah.
This was an excellent episode 10.
Yeah. Sometimes they can be kind of anticlimactic after, like, the big episodes 8 or 9 usually, but this episode 10, you know, it did what it needed to do after the Battle of the Bastards. So
it hit all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one hit all the way.
B.O.B. cleared it out.
Man, listen. Shit. So we gonna
shout out to people in the while TK is getting his life together. People in the comments who are here, y'all came ready.
How y'all get here so early today? Y'all was already up in the room. Y'all was in the club before they let the doors open.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Man. That's
like we getting in free before 10.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And, hey, the drinks was already flowing. Oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Niggas came in with their cups. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Tiffany come to the hospital crying hard. Lord Jesus.
The BYOB clique was already here in full effect. They was turning up early. So, I think Valerian and TK, I think I see them coming up to the room. So I'm going to add Valerian to the stage.
We have Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Ashley Brittoni.
Yeah, man.
What is up, girl? Good to see you. Emily, of course, my Isha. Hey, girl. How many of y'all are coming to Derby? That's my question.
When is it May? Derby
150 is the first weekend in May.
Yeah, that's, you know what? I would be down to do that. That seemed like a lot of fun, actually. Looking good, you know?
CJ, whew.
Okay.
You looking good.
Time of your life.
Hey, look, y'all want to pull up on Derby? Pull up on Louisville? Shut the city down?
You might have to stay 2 hours away at this point.
Golly, for real? Yeah.
Listen, people make their reservations as soon as it opens. It normally doesn't open up till like August, once the hotels finish doing their calculations and seeing how much they're going to gouge people for the next year.
Golly, they texting like that at Derby?
Once they're open, 5 a night for like a 120.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
We want to go in on an Airbnb with a nigga, cause I can't pay the $5, baby. Listen. I can't pay the $5. Yeah. Mm. Shit.
Yeah,
well,
no.
I mean, look, I know
I
that
just watch TK, it on my big TV.
Yeah. Right. I know that TK and Valerian got, you know, I know they're present, but I don't know what they got going on. So I guess, you know,
they're here in spirit.
Yeah, we can kind of keep the party going. So
They got grayscale in the internet.
Yeah. So, Queen Mother, if you would, could you please just kind of take us into the beginning and set the scene for us as we begin episode 10 of this season and start with this trial?
Yes.
Here comes this nigga.
I didn't even know that nigga was here.
So,
hey, the nigga, beauty you of had this. IT? You did not. All right, go ahead.
Lord. So, the beauty of this scene is that you see the different points of view. You see Cersei getting dressed. You see Margaery getting dressed. You see Tommen getting dressed. You see the High Sparrow getting dressed. Okay. Because it's trial day. And the High Sparrow's like, well, we're gonna do this, and you know, we're gonna have some justice. Oh, okay. We're gonna see how that's gonna go. So we see Pycelle getting up out of the bed from being a dirty old man, and she's like, where's my money? He's like, go away. Rude.
Nigga stealing on the last day on earth.
I mean, so you go like around the circle, like around the horn, to see how everybody's doing and what they're doing pre-trial. Okay, so then the doors of the church open, and all of the people, the other, I guess, lower ranking royals and rich people of King's Landing, they're flooding in because they want to see what's going to happen. They just like, we got to see, we got to stand and we got to be a witness to it. And we see Tommen, he's all dressed and he's sitting there and he's almost ready to go. And he's waiting. I guess he's waiting for his guard to come in.
Are we going to talk about that drip real quick that Tommen was that?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to? Yeah.
I just want to say the necklace was fucking Joffrey-esque. Okay? Joffrey,
right? Yeah. Again.
The nigga had to be fresh on his last day.
Damn. Man. Yeah.
That nigga was ready for the funeral.
He didn't, you know, he didn't know it was his last day, but you know, the faith and the crown are the pillars that hold up, you know.
Fuck them pillars.
Anyway. I said pillars, not pillows. Okay.
Fuck them pillars.
Pillars. Pillars.
Closed casket with your nigga. Pillars.
Yeah, man.
Your casket is closed, baby.
Yeah, so, I mean,
closed casket shop. Pycelle stealing coochie was crazy, though.
Yeah, man. That's wild, man. Insane. Right.
The nigga said, go on somewhere.
Stealing. Hey, nigga. Stealing.
You'll never see that coin. You would never
stealing coochie while a reign of terror is being. On the kingdom from in the form of religious fanatics, dog. Right,
but not only that, still in coochie at that age.
Yeah, I mean,
man. That is. You're a grandmaster.
Like, that's stupid.
I got a lot of.
Like, you sit on the motherfucking small council and you still in, you can't pay $40.
Like, at worst, you got them coin, bro. You got them coin. So.
That's crazy.
Like, shout out to TK going to Best Buy for a new microphone, real quick.
Boom, TK in the game, man.
Boy, fuck you.
Oh, shit.
He got a new microphone. Where the fuck that microphone come from, nigga?
We're not doing this. We are not doing this.
Yep.
I don't remember it being that.
Apparently, we are.
Just like your beard, Leslie doesn't remember.
Go back and look.
But the North remembers. Go back and look,
country ass niggas.
God damn.
Listen, I will not take slander.
So Balerion has a new house.
And somebody who the same color
as big as a motherfucker. Y'all still trying to fix
shut the fuck up.
Hey nigga, we can't understand you with that fucking jacked up ass microphone.
Hey, you
need to reset your audio.
Your audio the audio still tripping a little bit, TK.
You got that little
Paul Atreides going. That little Paul Atreides going up in there. That Doom.
Where we at on the show? Y'all be wild.
Got that Doom.
All right, so I'm trying to bring it back.
Now they came in with a sexual chocolate
microphone. Y'all seeing why we take breaks and not everybody's on stage at the same time because we don't know how to act.
Oh God,
Valerian and Leslie.
Man, oh,
my God. I ain't even did shit today.
Oh, not TK Trotman.
God damn. That goddamn Eric, man.
Boy, Eric.
Eric the motherfucker point. Who called out the house phone. I know he is.
That nigga's a top
10. I'm just going to sit here and act like I don't see shit.
She got the Stevie's on. She got the Stevie's on, man.
Stevie is back.
Why y'all can't be right? Why y'all can't be right?
I don't know why y'all be trying to tempt me, man. I don't know why.
Man, I'm sorry, y'all. We really was talking about the
episode.
We got
to go on mute. Go ahead, Queen Mother.
Go ahead, Queen Mother. Shot. We sorry.
No, you're not, but that's part of your charm. So they start with Loras's charges and all. That he's, you know, so he's not gonna fight the charges. He's like, I confessed everything. I did it all. That makes me a sinner. I gotta, you know, renounce all my lands. Blah 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 blah.
Why the hell was Mace Tyrell looking stopped like he thought his son was gonna have an heir? Like, nigga, you knew that boy wasn't gonna have no son,
right?
Right.
Like, yeah. Mace Tyrell sitting in the crowd looking like, oh my God, my your shit been done, bro.
Right. Now he's trying to do something. Right.
Right. Come on, Mace.
But then he didn't even budge until they start carving the shit out of his forehead. It's like, nigga, you are the weakest
man.
Oh, go somewhere.
That was the first time we saw that, like, in its entirety, right?
Yeah.
Where they, like, cut the whole.
Yeah. They took their time with this shit too, man.
It looked and sounded like it hurt like a bitch.
Yeah, dog.
Hey, yeah. High Sparrow made that nigga kneel and called it the mother.
Right. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, nigga, the warrior, he'll murk your ass if you know you come in here on no justice shit. But if you kneel, my nigga, the mother.
Yeah, right, man. It was a real dramatic scene, though. Like Queen Mother.
Yeah. So the mother will have mercy. There you go. The mother will have mercy.
The mother got that motherfucking thing on her. You know what I'm saying? Like, look.
Well, it's St. Patrick's Day, don't you?
Oh, it is.
Why wouldn't I have a green knight?
Shit,
that's one of the colonizer holidays.
Green jacket, green knight.
I would have got pinched like a motherfucker today.
Colonizer
holidays. TK back in the building.
He killed him.
And
what the fuck y'all wasting time on, man?
That is, man.
Oh, that is. All right. There we go. Hey,
all right. Maybe we'll get together.
There we go. That's microphone 2.0 coming in.
We were just talking about
that nigga been to Best Buy 3 times.
In my goddamn defense, everything was working fine until we started.
Facts.
That's true.
Fuck y'all hating and fuck y'all in the audience. Y'all can kiss my ass.
Hey, look, they've been talking so much shit, man.
And I shut this motherfucker down tonight.
No. All right. So as we continue on, so we got Loras with his star moment on his forehead. And then we see Hysel creeping through. Huh?
I would say, can you please put the shades back on?
Oh. Why?
Yeah, oh, 50 Cent voice.
Anyway, so we see Pycelle creeping through the castle, and one of Qyburn's little birds stops him and says, "Grandmaster, and lures him back down into the where is it? The lower level. It's just because it matches my jacket, that's all. Lures him down into what is now Qyburn's lab, and there Picel is murked by the little birds. And I mean, they poke him like porcupine poke him.
And hey, that nigga Qyburn say, no. Hey, old nigga, I hate we got to poke you up like this, my boy, but you got to go.
All right, so go ahead, TK.
My boy dropped a hotline on me. He was like, hey, look here, fuck nigga. Sometimes before we can usher in the new, the old must be put to rest.
Gotta snip that shit out, my boy.
That nigga with ice cold, bro.
Gotta snip that shit out, my boy. Ice
cold. So hate to leave you down here stinking by your motherfucking self, man.
Leave you stinking, nigga.
That's what he said.
But oh well. Like,
they poked that boy, actually, poked that boy full of holes.
That gives Qyburn something else to play with.
It was,
Picel was like, huh?
They sure did.
That nigga realized the setup way too late.
Way too late.
My boy, like,
that nigga was like days late.
Yeah, but I would have been punching Qyburn to get the fuck up out of that. I would have been like, for one, me and you about to go at it real quick before I deal with these fuck ass kids. Cause them little niggas, I don't know where the fuck part of Flea Bottom they got them little ADHD little niggas from, but little them motherfuckers ready, nigga.
The epitome of a badass silver cap fucking teeth.
Man. Those kids are the children of Littlefinger's brothel.
Yeah,
they have not been parented. Bad. They run the streets.
So it was
really.
Hey, this whole, but they eat better than their parents because Qyburn pays with food.
Thanks. Like what you saw is a lot of drama, right? In this whole like setup of this scene, like from Loras's trial to.
This was the most different intro. Like, this,
oh wow!
The first 20 minutes,
nigga, I didn't even see that.
Like the most different 20 minutes of any Game of Thrones episode.
Yeah,
but it was sexy though. It was like
the music. Go to Star's comment real quick. I'm sorry,
they built that shit.
Yeah,
Star's comment. <It's a core>.
Bro. Bro,
oh, shit. Oh my god,
what is wrong with y'all?
Y'all my crazy. People, my
it was people. It was definitely some shit going on.
Can we shout out to the score though? The Light of the Seven music playing in the background. I mean, just the score of this was so brilliantly done by D&D and the director.
This was peak, which is why it make you mad how bad they fumbled.
This shit was so bad. This shit was so great. I remember I ended up downloading the soundtrack after.
Oh wow!
Yeah, like and I just went on like. I mean, it's by this guy Ramin Djawadi, and so you know if y'all want to listen to some good score music, go download Game of Thrones any season, but especially season 6, 7, and 8.
You know, like even the way that they did the recap was different than previous episodes. When I noticed that the other night, it was like after the Battle of the Bastards going into episode 10, like it did feel different when it came on. When you kind of, bless you, you see Cersei, you know, staring out, and her ass supposed to be over there getting ready, and she just over there chilling, smiling and shit. Like
she was already in place.
Yeah, buddy.
Like she, you know, like they wasn't just throwing doodoo on her 5 episodes ago. She chilling.
Yeah, I mean, yeah,
she play. Hey, Cersei said,
she know what it is. She know what she about to do. She is chilling. She like, I'm about to get everybody back.
That's a good point though, CJ and Celestial. That's my first time watching. That was alarming to me that she was so calm. I was like, what in the world is about to happen? Like, what is about to happen? Because
shit was like Godfather. At the end, when Michael Corleone rounded everybody up at one time during the fucking the nephew's christening or whatever, and that's basically how she was just up there chilling, got her new black shit on, new wardrobe, new dude, got the shit, got the goblet of wine in the hand, looking out the window and shit.
Oh,
whole time niggas is getting cut. Like,
yeah,
Lancel got his fucking spine severed by a goddamn 8-year old.
Telling you, I mean, man. Like, just like JonBenet Ramsey's brother or something, just like a man. Bunch of old teams just killing, just fucking.
that's crazy. Yeah.
But how about
is that a habitual line stepper? Like, is like
what I'm gonna do about my legs, Lancel?
So.
I mean, he killed. This is a good, I don't know what y'all want me to do.
What's your legs? What about my? It,
I mean, like Leon was, ain't right about fucking Boulder being 100 anyway. Like,
this nigga,
my boy was like, they never should have gave you niggas Wi-Fi. Facts.
But what about Marjorie being the only one to look around and be like, something ain't right.
What the fuck Cersei is?
She had been people.
Where's Tommen? Where is Cersei?
Yeah.
Whole time the mountain got Tommen ass up there, hemmed up.
Man.
Go ahead, Queen Mother. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Cause he ain't going nowhere. So yeah, no. Cersei sent the mountain to sit on Tommen. Like, no, we're not going nowhere. And he still got them four holes in him in his breastplate.
That nigga still had them holes.
Yeah.
That was from when goddamn Cersei chose violence.
Yep. Yep. But, I mean, that shows that he doesn't change his outfit. He doesn't take he don't do shit.
He on bays or nothing. He just
white.
Not bays.
Definitely bays.
He smells worse than the high sparrow.
Right. Man. But what killed me was like Marjorie with the knowledge she dropped on High Sparrow. Oh,
that's pretty bad.
This nigga still had the nerve to be like the arrogance of this nigga. She Marjorie say, Cersei is absent. She is fully aware of the consequences of her absence, yet she is still fucking that was that shit made the most sense of anything ever said on Game of Thrones. And that nigga had the most bewildered, dumbass fucking face I've ever
seen. He really did.
I was so ready for his ass to blow up. That face
he really did.
That face was
I wrote down arrogant.
She said that. Like, why would
I wrote down arrogant because he was arrogant.
Super arrogant. And then even then, Marjorie like, hey, y'all, we need to round this shit the fuck up. Let's go. Yeah. And they dumbasses blocking people in. Like, how fucking stupid you got to be?
Right. Well, that's the last thing. When you talk about his arrogance, Celestial, that the very last thing that he said is, we cannot escape the justice of the gods.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay.
There you go, right there.
Look at his face, bro. He looks like he farted too hard.
Hey, for them 2 seconds when that shit was rumbling up, that nigga could hear that shit bubbling, and that's when he knew.
Why he had to hold everybody in that up?
But this was his crowning achievement, though. This was him enjoying this absolute power that he claims that he never wanted, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Then he got too thirsty, too hungry for this power, and it came back to ultimately bite him in the ass.
All of that.
That's what happened. Yeah.
I would like to point out with Marjorie. Even though she was about to die and it didn't mean anything, the people actually were listening to her. Like, they were telling her, get your pussy under control.
Hey, the pussy's wild, man. The pussy's wild.
Can we also talk about like the Faith of the Seven? Like, I mean, what have these guys done compared to like the God of Death? The God of Fire, I mean, fucking the old guys with the
Lord of Light, like,
and the Lord of Light.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, like Lord of Light, God. Yeah, I call them the same shit. But yeah, what?
Okay.
The Faith of the Seven hasn't done a goddamn thing. No pun intended.
None of their mouths.
Well, here's the thing. Here's where I think the Faith of the Seven boys came from, right? Because they all have the same look. They all stink like the High Sparrow. They came from R. Kelly's lair. So they had nobody else to follow, and they were easy pickings for the High Sparrow.
I thought you were about to say Mormons, but yeah, that's better. I like that. we can talk offline.
I'm telling what I tell you. This is, listen. I like that. I don't know. I have no idea, dog.
I ain't all time no nobody.
I don't know how to hog tie. Why Why would a hog die?
Y'all killing me. Oh, shit, man. After where we at? Did Lancel get shanked yet? In this version?
Yes, we went throughout Marjorie. I'm trying to get out.
Because all of this shit is happening simultaneously. Like they cut between all the scenes like at one time throughout the span of like the first 20 minutes or so.
And they did it expertly. It was 20 minutes.
It's beautiful. This shit was peak.
That build up.
I don't know how they fumbled this because this shit was peak. It's like at this moment, nigga, I would fight you if you said something like I would fight you behind this show, nigga.
I was all in. Bro, all my chips in.
You about to have to show me what your hands are about. Can we talk about Game of Thrones?
But when they do that to you at the beginning of the motherfucking show, like that was some end of a show type shit.
Okay, where can we go? Where can we go from?
Yeah.
It was 50 minutes. It was 51 minutes left after the
end. Yeah, it's like nigga, we finna do this first before we show you anything.
Because there was so much going on in the show, it could have ended six different times. And I was like, oh, okay, that works. That's cool.
Bro, them niggas could have rolled the credits after the
season. Nigga.
Man, I would have been like, you know what? I can't wait for season seven.
this shit was like the last Lord of the Rings, the last movie of the Lord of the Rings. Yeah, well, that motherfucker ended at least 15 times. And you like, man, this motherfucker ain't over yet. Like,
yeah, Return of the King, that shit was all, I mean, I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Like, I was looking down at my watch like, nigga, I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Like, but it was so good that you weren't mad. Like, I sat there tonight watching that shit, detail by detail. I kept rewinding that motherfucker. It took me
hours. Cersei taking out, like, 75% of the Westeros power structure. Is fucking
right. All her enemies.
Not to mention her whack-ass uncle.
Right, the one who was low-key the most formidable against her, who had the most little gaggy man, who actually
uncle
had a title
Kevin,
to
you
himself.
You out of here, my boy.
Uncle Kevin.
You out of here, my boy.
Uncle Kevin was never afraid to challenge her. And that motherfucker was like, you know what? I'm going to get his ass, too. He over here talking shit.
Like, I'm going to get all of
them. You're right.
She cleared the set. She cleared the set.
Cersei got her lick back and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Mal DM said Tywin was smiling up from hell, so proud.
That's my girl.
Like I got more on Tywin a little bit later, but yeah, we can see.
He said, "That's my baby."
She drank wine while that whole shit happened, and then poured the rest out on old girl.
That was some cold shit too, man.
She was like, "Ooh, let's watch the show."
Right.
She said, "I'm ready to die."
Right.
You ain't dying,
man.
We ain't there yet.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the next thing. It blow
up. We haven't made it to Tommen and killing himself, but is that because it jumps around?
So, it's all happening at the same time. Like,
it jumps around.
You know, Cersei's watching the set blow up, and
Tommen's watching it blow up.
And then, you know, Tommen takes a leap of faith.
But y'all know what, though? Like, the way Tommen set that crown, that, like, when y'all first saw that shit, did y'all expect that nigga to kill himself? Like,
when that nigga walked off the camera, I knew something. I didn't know nigga was about to literally walk out the window.
Yeah,
but I'm like, this nigga finna do so. That nigga walked out the window, dog.
It was the way they kept the camera focused on the window when he walked out the scene. Like, they didn't cut the scene to, like, I'm walking to my mama's room.
Right.
I had no idea what the fuck he was fixing to do. And then the first time I saw it, that motherfucker walked out the window so fast, you didn't even, you know what I mean? Like,
nigga didn't blink.
And it's like, we know he was weak-minded, but Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey. That nigga leaned out the window like Michael Jackson on Smooth Criminal.
For real. Nigga, I was counting.
My whole body was like,
Tommen, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay, Tommen?
You know what, though? But, like, I wonder after he dropped, did somebody walk past and be like, damn, it smells like Teen Spirit. You know, Kurt Cobain.
If the shit was accurate to, like, the book, you know, down below the fucking red keys, like, spikes and all that shit. This nigga stupid.
Hey, man. Hey, listen, bro.
That shit was crazy.
This man legit killed himself. over some Margussie.
Man,
okay, listen, do we really think it was solely over the Margussie?
Literally, or absolutely.
I don't think that was absolutely.
I mean, that doggone 4,000 was a big part of it. I ain't gonna lie to you, man.
All of this shit was, even this nigga, the whole, the crown and the faith of the pillars, all that shit was about Marjorie.
Yep.
Everything was about him getting back home.
That was his establishment, goddamn it.
Yeah.
What was that one time? I remember Carlton said some shit, like fucking a few seasons back. That nigga said, "Tell me about the time you lost your throat, though."
Like, anybody remember me, nigga?
Fuck me and shot.
You lost your best eater. Oh my god, nigga! Like, oh.
Every nigga can identify with that.
I send you a sympathy card, nigga.
Pain in your heart when you lose it.
Oh my heart.
My goodness.
Not Red Fox.
It's a big one. It's
the big one.
I'm not doing this with y'all.
This is coming to join you.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Betty, and then you know, he sick of Cersei is too. You know what I'm saying?
I think it was a combination of he just didn't feel like it was too much. Everybody plotting against everybody. Y'all done threw poop on my mama, you took my woman, her brother. Like, I just can't do none of this shit. I'm just jumping out the window. Now you done blew all up.
Hey, listen, Rosalie, Carlton and CJ. That is a pain, an unimaginable pain.
Ooh, shit, niggas.
You know, you be telling your boy about it. He like, man, you'll be all right, man. Niggas just get over. You be sitting there crying and shit talking about.
How
am I supposed to stop acting crazy? Like,
man, why you being weird to me?
Right. That?
Something is wrong with y'all. But you know, Cersei was not finished serving it up.
No, she was not.
She got the nun.
She was not finished serving it up.
Oh yeah, Cersei. So, yeah.
Yeah, ahead, she had one more lick to get back.
It's a big goddamn lick.
That speech she gave her, I had to fuck with her on that. She got it. I was like,
yeah.
Man,
listen, though,
we gonna run.
That was
I was about to say, Queen Mama, gonna recap what happened, Queen Mama.
We gonna run it down.
Yeah, you go ahead.
No.
That also
Celeste,
was kicking
Celeste, go, Celestial, go ahead.
Somebody
please
run that down, because that shit was well deserved.
This is definitely an
all right,
so boom.
She can't get it.
So look here, man. That was a wild scene, right? Because Cersei was like, bitch, you remember when I told you my face is going to be the last face you see before you die? And before she got to killing, she ran down everything she liked. She's like, yeah, I like killing my husband because it made me feel good.
I like drinking.
I like drinking, bitch, because it make me feel good.
I like, all right, Paul.
I like fucking my brother because I like him. I'm like, bitch, whoa.
Yeah. Hey, yo. She got nasty with it, dog. She got nasty with it. Like I said, she liked the way you feel inside.
Oh.
This was
gang, you can't sugarcoat that shit, man. She said that.
She did.
But the connection of why she was saying that to that woman, because it's the truth. A lot of people try to act so pious and they doing stuff out of this and that. No, mm-hmm. You're doing it because you like to do it.
And that was the point. That was the whole point. She was like, bitch, you didn't care about my atonement. You didn't care about saving me or my soul. You did that shit because you like doing that shit.
She enjoyed it.
Yep. So let me run this down to you. Let me run this down to you right quick, little bitch, because this is what's finna go down.
Yep.
This is the kind of stuff I like doing. How about this?
Old girl thought it was sweet. She said, oh, hell yeah, I'm ready to meet the God. So she said, what?
She ain't going nowhere no time soon.
Meet the God.
Cersei clutched her pearls, nigga. Cersei said, what?
Hey, she was like, no, bitch, you're not dying today.
You're gonna die a while.
Hey, but it won't be today.
Your gods have forsaken you. This is your new god.
Your god
now. That shit was cold.
Yeah, man. Hey,
right by Zombie Mountain is fucking. That's
insane, dog.
Okay, is that what was going on? Because I have a question.
She was gonna get raped and tore up
Raped by Zombie Mountain. You saw that nigga taking all his armor and shit off.
So
what's disturbing to me is that I was happy.
Damn.
Yeah. I was like, yes.
Take that big push.
You ain't the only one. I can't front.
I can't stand Cersei even more though.
The funniest fucking part though is Cersei walking out the room saying shame.
Shame.
Yes, now that was shame. The shade.
He hit her with one last get back. Shame and smiled and closed the door on her ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, that was that
whole time.
Mercer.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whole time she doing that shit.
Keep God in your life.
Whole time she playing with that nigga, playing with the nun and shit, fucking Tommen on his way out the door.
Out the window, dog.
Literally.
Hey, but listen,
something out the window.
Except the Umbrella, she was all right to the mountain took his helmet off. Then she was like, it's too late, dude. It was too late.
I literally wrote, why is Jamie always away when shit goes left? Why he ain't never there when none of this shit
pops up? That's strategic, I think, on Cersei's part. I think Cersei be getting rid of his ass so she can do her little shit.
Right.
You think?
Because look, I don't want to speak too far ahead about the end of the episode and the eye contact.
I'm thinking.
She be doing that shit on purpose. Mm-hmm. Just like when she sent his ass to Dorne to get Marcella.
Gangrene in the undercarriage.
That's wild. That is insane.
But I mean, in the books, you know, Jamie had been done with Cersei. So,
hi, Callie.
Tell him, Callie.
Say hi.
My baby girl.
Hi, Callie.
Hey.
Okay, go to bed.
How you doing? You look like you bad. You look like one of them kids stabbing.
Yes, nigga.
Don't do that, baby.
Hey, nigga, what Bernie Mac say? Somebody come in and
babysit this. I put it right down the front line.
Oh my god!
I'm about to poke the shot. This little
good as shame. If it was up to her, it wouldn't have took all the kids. It would have just
took her. That's facts. And they even talked about it in the last episode, right?
Point making.
Tyrion talking about it.
Stop something like this. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, so when Jamie sees that, it's like shit. It's reincarnation of the Mad King.
You know what I thought about though when this shit happened? Like, was it miraculous that no other of the wildfire caught from the initial black? Because there was wildfire caches like all over the city. So like, I'm surprised that blast didn't like make it to one of those other caches and just start off like a chain reaction of boom, boom, bam in that bitch.
I tell you what, though.
That bell falling.
Yeah, I was about to say, he got some brokies in the meantime.
But it went out bad.
I'm talking about.
Nigga, imagine going to work in a fucking bell tower comes in.
imagine you escaped the blast, nigga. Imagine you escaped the wildfire. And it's the goddamn bell
tower. Yeah, I'm talking about, man. Like,
you splatted on the ground with Tommy. Mm-hmm.
Facts. Had two blood stains that day.
Yeah, that's a bad way to go.
I got such bad jokes. Oh, my God.
We still at the motherfucking self thing.
It's done now.
We're done.
Yeah, so
Tom and Adam jumped out the window.
Now after Tommen takes that leap of faith, we find ourselves with Walder Frey and Jaime and them chopping it up. And
Walder.
I mean, you know, the biggest thing I got from that scene was, you know, Walder talking this shit and Jaime like, hey, little bitch, y'all ain't shit.
Like
my boy, you a little too goddamn loud.
Yeah.
You know. He's like, nigga, they don't fear you. They fear the Lannisters, bro. I need you to relax.
But you know what, though? Walter did make a good point about the niggas being like fellow Kingslayers. Like, hey, I mean.
Jamie didn't like Walter that.
Wrong in his little counter. Yeah.
He got under Jamie's skin saying that shit.
Yeah, because he was like, nigga, the only battle I remember you in, you got your ass whooped
nigga.
By the same king that I killed for you. Yeah.
nigga.
Yeah, he did.
You're welcome, nigga.
You know, right. It felt like Jamie was still
your place.
Jamie was still holding on to his last little bit of Lannister. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like
not his last little bit.
You know what I mean? Like his, you know what I mean? Like his pretentious, like
because Tywin did all that work.
Maybe. Yeah,
yeah.
You know what I mean? He like, oh, mm-hmm. listen. You know what I mean? Like, nigga, I had to handle your lightweight. What you mean?
Right.
Right. Who is mustier will zombie mountain wall to fray?
Now that's an existential question. Water makes them girls bathe him. I feel like water makes them bathe him.
I feel like he ain't bathing. He just sleeping with the girls and he stink.
But listen, you know what? It was funny. Go ahead.
The mountain is dead, my nigga. Like, come on, man. He dead as fuck.
That zombie me.
And Walder Frey is so very alive.
Yeah, Walder, I was trying to say Walder's dead too. Shit.
He just ever smelled some kind of hot meat? Don't mean that you fresh.
That zombie Shasha.
The nigga dead.
Have you ever smelled a sashi that smelled like a zombie?
No, I have
never smelled a sashi.
Never ever.
I only know one shot.
I was trying to bypass that.
That question obviously wasn't for us, fellas.
It wasn't for you.
I don't know why y'all out here smelling sashi though.
If you ever encounter a sausage that don't smell fresh, you better put that shit back on the shelf and go wash your hands with some Listerine and some Clorox. That's what the fuck you need to do.
Oh, man.
That sounds like experience.
Man, I was about to say, you laid that shit out like you.
That's
like
too goddamn specific. You way too specific with that.
She said you got to put some baking soda on.
Clorox.
Baking soda in there.
I don't give a fuck. I said what I said, and I meant that shit. Yeah, say
something back.
Listen, she standing on business.
Exactly.
If anybody know, we know. You know.
All right. So,
your
grandma and your grandpa have their dentures, and so when they get in bed and they take their dentures out and they gum on each other, so that's how I'm gonna leave that. So.
That I forgot about that. I mean, we've been through so much. I forgot about that.
I swear to God, though, nigga, that's on the right. Live show, keep me away from this nigga.
That's all right. I have a special announcement for TK tonight.
They say this over there smelling like pick five.
Oh my god, I totally forgot about that.
Oh, shit. Okay, hi.
I'm sorry.
Like, can we also talk about how the fuck ain't no woman that looked that fine walking around Walder Frey's castle? The girl who was fucking who had who Arya had her face,
right?
What woman has walked around and looked that good around Walter Frey's presence?
Never. His daughter that he married to Edmund.
Say, you're not one of mine, are you?
Right. It's like, nah, you're
nigga slap, hey, nigga slap that ass.
See? It's the daughter he married to Edmund.
Yeah.
That's the only one who was halfway cute.
Right.
One thing I didn't notice, and I'm going to check my mental state, because I didn't notice as many times as I've rewatched the series, this is the first time I noticed that she was talking to Jamie and Bronn. She was in front of Jamie and Bronn, and that it was Arya.
Yeah, because at first they were saying like, "Damn, that one looking at you, ain't it?"
Yeah,
you
know right. That was little Bronn was mad because he like, "Damn, nigga, do nothing. All these bitches want you."
Yeah, that's the first time I connected. Oh, Arya, that's Arya.
See, she wants. Yeah,
Jamie asked like, "Well, shit, you get them two bitches over there." Bronn like. Them hoes want you too. Hey, Ben finally put him on. Bron finally was like, "Man,
I guess
you ain't gonna get the bitches. I guess.
Since you ain't gonna do nothing,
hey, that my nigga. Bron the realest on the show, bro.
Bron is me, and I am Bron.
He plays the game the fucking best.
after we leave the Walton and Jamie, Qyburn shows Cersei Thomas. She like, fuck it, he dead. Burn him. And bury his ashes where the sept used to be.
Hey, Qyburn say, well, Your Grace, where would you like to have him buried since
that motherfucker still smoking. Like mystical.
What you want to do about this?
Right. My boy, like, my boy like, room because, you know.
Well, what the fuck we supposed to do now?
Man, oh God. I'm like, bruh.
My nigga Cobber, man.
That nigga Cobber funny, bro.
She said, burn it.
Hey, she was like, Cersei was like, let me see Cobber. Like, bitch, you really don't want to see this shit.
Right.
You know it's some hell when Qyburn says some shit like that.
Right.
He the motherfucker that rebuilt me.
So you also blew up the cemetery. Right. Exactly, Emily. That's how that conversation went. Well, I mean, we would.
Yeah. When the creator of zombies tells you you don't want to see it, you don't want to see it.
Right.
Bitch, you really don't. You really ain't trying to see this shit here.
So after that, we see a horse and carriage pull up to up in Old Town
Citadel.
Yeah,
Citadel. Old
Town. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got
where the
you got
tower?
Sam Gilly and Baby Incest arriving at the Citadel.
Baby Incest.
I mean, you know, yeah. Was anything important about that scene to y'all?
It was funny, old buddy looking at Samwell like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing here?
Right.
But that was also, I think the only importance really other than Sam finding the great library, obviously, was that was kind of the way of the news of Lord Commander Mormont is passing, getting to the Citadel, because they had no fucking idea. So they didn't know the Maester or Commander Mormont was dead.
Which is also funny because Samwell doesn't even know that Jon has relinquished his Lord Commandership.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, so, I would say it was dope to see. It was dope to see visually, like the wealth of knowledge that existed. You know,
I think that's what it was too. I think like to see that big ass library and what Sam was about to be dabbling into.
Yeah, like I mean, like that's all the stories could be told about the Game of Thrones series.
Yeah,
like hey, I know that's like outside
Sam,
of
the way. Trying to crack jokes, my nigga was like, hey, "We don't do that funny shit here, my boy."
Right.
Now
said, why is it that baby walking cat? That's because he's a little Bran, not little Sam. And nigga don't never walk the whole series.
I wonder if he was like wondering, that's like, are you here with your woman and your kid? Like how you got a woman and a kid? You trying to be amazed.
Exactly. Like, you came from the wall and you got a whole woman and baby.
Man, yeah, that nigga was looking him up and down. Like, then he looked over there at Gilly like, bitch, the fuck?
Bitch, you here to stay?
Y'all up here had these little ass kids up here tearing up our books.
Hey, dog. No, that shit was wild.
All right. So
he told him, he was like, hey, you could use the library. And then that Gillian started walking. He was like, hey, no bitches and babies.
That bitch and that baby got to stay. That was my literal notes, nigga.
Right.
Yeah. That nigga act like you got to stay outside. That nigga act like you working Popeyes. I ain't going to lie
to you. I'll say in her thing that you all missed. Yeah. The thing that you all missed was when they got off of the cart or whatever, and they were looking at Old Town. That the white ravens were leaving the tower.
Oh, they were white. Okay.
Did y'all see all the birds leaving?
Yes.
The white ravens.
Winter has come.
Winter is here. Not the regular ravens, but the white ravens.
White.
Only white birds I know about is wrapped in plastic.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
What happened to that?
For the 17.5, baby.
I ain't saying no more.
That's what Jesus
like,
told me.
Like the high spell or fried hard? Yeah.
For 17.5. What happened to that?
Little Cersei so lost.
So lost.
He the rest of the yams at his auntie house.
Okay. All right, cool.
Don't call me out like that.
That's my nigga too. But I mean, you know.
All right, so.
Whatever, man.
After we leave the Citadel, we got John talking to the
back in the north.
Witch. we in the North John talking to the Red Witch. They chopping it up. And Davos walk in mad as fuck.
Stand on that business, nigga.
Hey, I'm here to, my I'm boy. Here
to stand on business.
He my boy broke that. Down. Right. Right. He came in with that little toy. He threw it at that bitch. Like, bitch, tell him.
But you know what?
Tell him right now.
Hey, but TK, I wonder before that if he told John, he was like, hey, yo, John, let me know when fucking Melisandre pull up. I got a few birds in this bitch. Let me know. Yeah, that shit was. Yeah, man, that was an emotional scene, though. I mean, Davos laid it in on.
Davos was hurt.
And he wanted some answers.
Hey, Melisandre tripped me out, though. She was like, shit, her daddy, her mama did it too. Fuck, man.
Right. Right. Like, I ain't the only one.
Nigga, that wasn't my fucking kid.
Listen, man. Like, Davos acted the shit out of that part. He was like, you know, he started choking up. He was like, I loved her like she was my own. Mm-hmm. Like she was my own daughter. And I couldn't help but think Shireen probably would have appreciated
this everything here.
That this nigga said.
Really, all the kids getting burned.
I said that.
That's insane. That's really
insane. This nigga really got ashes and
this nigga leaving it on the screen, bro. Get that shit the fuck off the screen.
Man, we love Shireen, man. Shireen ain't never did nothing to nobody. She told a nigga how to read.
Why the ashes, you know what I'm saying? Got grayscale.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh my gosh. Y'all niggas horrible, man.
I would have thought the fire would have burnt the grayscale away.
Shireen, bro, I'm talking about, man. They ain't have to do Shireen like that, man.
That shit was just on the screen for a good 60 seconds, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Run that bitch.
Thank you.
We are canceled, bro.
Emily said, well, now we're going to all seven hills.
You know what I'm saying? Right. You see the flames already around our asses. On this
jeez.
Road. Shit, fuck y'all. I'm not. I have nothing. I cannot co-sign this. But
you okay, the man. That's too far. Drunk. All right, Whitney. Have a solo now, Whitney. Really?
Kurt Cobain and JonBenet would like to have a word with you.
Oh, shit.
Listen, man. I just point out stuff on fictional characters. Leslie attack real human beings, but they call me the terrorist.
Yeah, but they usually dead though. So
let's be fucking for real. Let's be for real here, man. All I'm saying is Davos stood on business for. He was 10 toes and 8 fingers down for Shireen, and she appreciated it. That's all I'm saying.
10 toes and 8 fingers.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you know what's funny though is Melisandre seems like, I don't know if I can say her faith is wavering, but she does seem to question more of the things she's doing or has done recently, at least in episode 9 and 10, more than she has throughout the series. Like, she seemed more sure in the decision she made.
Look.
Right,
yeah.
Oh, like, yeah. She's definitely gotten some humble.
She thought Stannis was it, and that's not how it played out. And she don't know what to do with that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, my son makes a good point.
What's funny to me was
he gave him a whole baby, and she thought he was.
But also Melisandre brought the nigga back to life. So I know John was like, I don't know, we can kill her, my boy. Yeah. Like, I mean, that sounds good, but
I might need that bitch.
That when John asked her, do you have anything to say? She told me something. Do you know how old I am? I've been ready to leave this motherfucker. But the Lord of Might ain't through with me yet. Lord of Might ain't
through with me. They don't know how factual that is.
Right.
Right.
They have no understanding of how factual that is.
Hey,
she was like, if I didn't do what the fuck I did, nigga. None
so John was like, John was like, beat it, bitch. You need to ride south. And don't come back. And Davos like, let me tell you something, bitch. If you ever come back to the North, I kick it myself.
On sight, my nigga.
I don't know if I was John, I'd be like, shit, you want to, anyway.
And to be honest with you, like sending her south.
You got it.
Hey, at this point, do they know that winter is coming yet? Or they don't. At this point, do they know that they don't know that winter is coming yet, right? Or that winter's here. So sending her south by herself is really a death sentence in its own right, to a certain extent, you know. Mm-hmm. Alone, like sending her to the south alone is like, you know, you don't know what's out there waiting for her.
You know? She's ain't bothered by it. She's like, I ain't bet, bitch. I'm out.
Yeah. She said the Lord of Light went through with her yet.
That's what she said.
Still working.
I would have been through
Lord of Light still working on. Still working on.
Who said, please be patient with me? Lord of Light's not through with me yet.
So after they gave her her walking papers, we still in the north. We got John and Sansa chopping it up, and you know, Sansa apologizing for not telling him about Littlefinger and whatnot. And you know, John was giving her props for, you know, help winning that battle against Ramsay. Anything else from that scene caught y'all eye?
Well, John was like, "Bitch, why you ain't tell me about the army? I mean, I don't.
We could have avoided all this shit. We could have saved some men." But Sansa had to be. I think Sansa did that shit like just because she had to be in control of that part of whatever that the strategy was. Like she didn't. I don't think she wanted like John to receive the credit for that. So it was like, yeah, nigga, I did that shit. But like, bitch, you got a lot of motherfuckers killed behind that.
Right, yeah. Which is some foreshadowing that's going to, I mean, like, and that obviously that plays out more when Littlefinger is in the air and then John is proclaimed, you know, King of the North. Yeah, but definitely. I mean, because John was just like, bitch, you could have just told me the truth. I mean.
But I feel like she had to flex on him a little bit. Look at how they're receiving him. King in the North, King, y'all know what they're doing. She needed to. You know, and you got to withhold information sometimes to get the upper hand.
Against your brother?
Absolutely.
Same house, same family, same family.
Because, I mean, he even acknowledged. Yeah. He acknowledged to her, like, you should be the queen in the North at this point. Like,
but that's John, punk ass.
Yeah, but John never wants it. Power. You know, John always wants it.
I don't want it. I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want it. Here.
I am not a king. I am not a king. You know, no.
That's what the dog. What do you say, dog?
I'm not.
What do you say, Liz?
Mason, no, she's not like her mama. She's not like her mama. Not now.
Not now.
She was, but not now. That was she wasn't dumb.
But you got to look at it this way. She's been married to these punk ass niggas and she hasn't had any power. She hasn't been able to show how smart she is or the smarts that she's gained because Lord knows she was not that smart when this all first started. So she needed to show, she needed to have a big move to like put herself on the map.
Yeah, but you could have gave us this move like before a lot of motherfuckers died. You still would have been your move.
Yep, showing. She did do something for the North.
She did. It wouldn't have
sacrifice for the North. Her body.
Damn, bitch, we lost one, bitch. We lost a fucking giant, ho.
A whole giant, because that bitch was stingy.
All you had to do was send you niggas up front. Like, shit, they had fucking mounted knights and shit.
Yeah, I mean, but this was all, like y'all were saying, this is all just based on her pride and her.
Yeah. This was Sansa. I have
like a power struggle.
Like, because when her and John, and before the Battle of the Bastards, when she and John were arguing about not having enough men, and he was like, well, shit, we tried everybody. Right then, she could have said, well, hey, let's try the Veil.
I mean, but he said, do you have any other ideas?
You're right.
At that point, she was like, he could have been like, hey, let me holler at these people from the Veil.
Yeah,
he was like, you got anything else in your pocket? She tapped her pockets. I ain't got it.
She didn't do that.
She and just like told
I said
her
last week, you know,
and at the same time, criticizing John because he's like, hey, we got to take Winterfell back. Bitch, that's our home.
She said, since you got your degree and you know every fucking thing,
right?
But like I said last week, she either didn't know Littlefinger was going to do it, or she did know Littlefinger was going to do it. She didn't want John to switch up his battle plan so she could ultimately look like the hero, which I think is probably the fucking third.
Facts.
More and more, exactly. I think.
Exactly. Mal DM perfectly sums it up. That bitch reneged on her space, man.
Man.
I don't agree.
Hey, that bitch had a big, she had the big joker the whole time and goddamn laid off.
That bitch said, how many books you got, Sansa? I just got like, I don't know, maybe
one. What is possible?
That was a perfect comment. That was a perfect comment. I got to give her that old Valerian, the light skin dread.
I forgot about the fillet cut.
I forgot.
Even the fucking lions are his color. Like, I mean, oh, like, everything matches.
Beige ass lion.
Right. Beige ass lion.
Can I give another perspective on Sansa?
Go ahead.
Before we
get to the next.
Yes, please. Real quick, I'm going to just say this. The girl was passed around as a token between from a crazy ass king to one everybody thought was funny. Then she was used. His murder was blamed on her. Then Littlefinger tossed her around. I think she really didn't tell it all because she knew John was going to go out there fucking hot-headed. And she saved something back. Like, let me. It's like when you know a motherfucker about to fuck up, but you know you got the spade that's going to save the game. So you be like, nah, you got it. Yeah. And then you come out like, ha!
Outside.
But what if having the niggas up front would have stopped?
Outside of her daddy. Outside of her daddy.
She was a woman. So
outside of her daddy, she ain't met a man in power she could trust yet.
So what you telling me, Celeste, is you cheated spades?
No, I do not. And I play spades very well. I do not cheat.
Celeste has
me cheating.
Unless your niggas say you
never cheated,
Uno.
No, I don't do none of that.
I still don't know how to play. Take my card.
Oh Lord!
Wait!
God,
let's
damn it.
Backtrack for a second. You just said you know how to play spades.
God damn it!
God,
I know.
As much as IT guy come over there, he don't.
But you know, well, that's a. Anyway,
okay.
Sorry, but he should. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, lunch is ready.
Niggas like playing those spades, G.
So listen,
niggas playing
Marcus. So leaving John and Sansa. Up next, we got Lady Olenna and Dawn, and we
they supposed be getting around fast as a motherfucker. Yeah.
We gonna let Celestial.
Does everybody have a dragon?
we gonna let Celestial do her thing. So, Miss Celestial, take it away.
ISO boom. So we roll up in Dawn. Lady O sitting at the table with all the little lady vipers and shit. And she's like, so, you know, I know your people got fucked up last time you came over here. And Lady O was like, yeah, they say it was like 100 scorpions killed them. She was like, well, we ain't gonna fuck with you. You cool. So Lady O said, I don't trust your ass. You killed your own prince. Mm. So she said, listen, fuck all that. We need your help. You need our help. So Lady O looking at her like, well, bitch, who is you? I don't know you. So so the girl said, don't play with me. She said, oh, my bad. Well, you just look like a little angry ass boy. The other one chime in. Oh, well, my sister had you fucked up. But and Lady O said, bitch, shut the fuck up. When nobody's talking to your ass. She look at the third sister and she like, you got anything to say? No? All right. All y'all shut the fuck up. Y'all let the grown ass motherfucking women talk about business on this table. So they all looking like they've been put in their damn place. So old girl was like, look, you hate these motherfucking Lannisters? I hate these motherfucking Lannisters. I think we should come together and we can really fuck they shit up. So Lady O said, that raggedy bitch stole everything from me. I don't want to just fuck her up. I want to end that bitch. Mm. So old girl was like,
I think I could do a couple of things for you. So lady on said, like what? And then the motherfucking soundtrack dropped. I got what you want. I got what you need. Damn verse came out the back smooth as hell.
Not verse.
That hey, damn verse.
Hey. That damn verse. Did you pull up
one time?
That damn verse.
She was like, we could get not vengeance, her. We could get justice, and Burr said, and fire and blood. Mm. Yes.
Boom.
That's how that
shit hey, look, I love that scene, man. That's that was a good ass recap too.
Hey, Lady O was a gangster. I loved her from day one.
Her name Olena May now, dog. Like you gotta call her.
Hey, she really told that girl she looked like a handsome boy.
Hey, and she really real for that. She real for that. Cause once
I was hoping you had that clip.
Well, I ain't want to break into her, but yeah.
You look like a handsome boy.
Oh, man, dog. And all them little bitches can really fuck Olena up. That's what made it more about
yeah.
It. They can really mm-hmm. fuck you up, Olena. So you yeah. really, you really that bitch right now because you talking yeah. shit to some bitches that can really go.
And, but you know what, though? I think that was low-key D&D's way of like kind of eliminating the sand snakes in a sense because mm-hmm. that fucking whole like subplot is so trash in a lot of people's opinion. Like she just completely evaporated all three of them after motherfuckers. That. In yeah. one paragraph. Mm-hmm. One paragraph is good, right? That's it.
Right.
Yeah.
Three of the most vicious killers in this whole shit to this point.
Exactly. And the motherfucker says, you know what? Y'all suck. This she's basically telling them what the audience thinks of them. Shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up.
She was on the ass though.
She read every last one of them.
Yep. I mean, she was cooking too, though. Like it was really, it was like the rhythm of it and everything was just too good. I'm like, damn, she really on that. I didn't remember her being on their ass like that the first time.
Hey, listen. Olena was tearing their ass up like Lit Cersei was with that bowl.
I'm gonna get you back.
Why did that nigga move to that kid, bro? You crazy that shit? That nigga moved the camera just in time.
I didn't.
Hey, Cersei was holding that ball.
I did not try to do that.
He's stand your ass. I'm sorry.
She hungry.
I'm sorry.
Girl said so she was gonna sneak up by the two in.
Exactly what I was thinking.
Hey, as soon as that shit said, I right, so boom, dink.
That's right. Look, IT man ain't feed her.
Ooh, Lord.
So,
where did Queen Mother go?
She's sick of hell.
Shit.
That she? Hold on, she's still here. Well, I mean, I see her in the. I'm in the
still
waiting
here.
Room. I don't know. Okay.
Shit.
Okay. Like I know,
she's probably rolling up. They want us to see it.
Okay, roll your J&P.
Pass that shit.
So after Olena, you know, read the sand snakes and they gave Verse that spotlight.
If Lit Cersei got IT man, the Queen Mama got VHS man.
I hate you,
bro. That nigga funny. Laugh so funny. Oh shit. Oh, I thought that was a sign.
Star effect. Queen Mo. And then Queen Mo to move.
No, you ain't star. Shut the fuck up.
She moved to a new place.
Okay, Marine.
We brought your cat, CJ.
We're in Marine now.
Yeah, so we in Marine. We got Danny and Dario Jr.
Oh,
and she like, hey, you know, my boy talking up, he ready to roll to Westeros. And she like, oh, hold on, my boy. You can't go. It was fun while it lasted. But look here, you and the mother niggas gonna stay here. You and the second sons, y'all gonna chill here, keep my shit in order. And that's pretty much it.
That goddamn Future Stormborn, nigga.
Yeah.
Future Stormborn, hey, nigga.
Do y'all know that's like the last time we see him? Like, we never.
That was writing niggas off the show.
Because he was irrelevant.
Should have kept the first Dario.
Exactly.
The first Dario would never go out like
that. He made my skin crawl.
Leave this nigga in Marine.
The first Dario would never be taken.
Lord. That nigga went from fucking first Dario to fucking Larissa Pippen.
Man, facts, nigga.
Facts. Oh, damn. You mean Larsa?
Look, whatever. Oh, Larissa. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Not Larissa.
I'm sorry if I can't get the whole name right. My apologies.
Oh, man. This nigga wanted to be a passenger princess and was okay with it.
Man,
very okay with it.
That was crazy. He was
that nigga was like, I don't care what king is in court, nigga. I just want you, like, nigga. That's gross.
She told that nigga, you can't have a piece of my love.
Like, she nigga, lost willingly. More you willingly him. Trying to share coochie?
She lost more respect for him. Like in that instant, her face just like went from. You know what? I was thinking about it, but fuck that.
Damn, that's why she was like, I didn't feel anything.
Yeah, it's like, no, I didn't feel shit.
I feel nothing for that nigga.
It didn't seem like she ever felt anything for him though. Like, nigga.
Well, I mean, you know, she did, but you know, she in the conversation she had after that with Tyrion, she was kind of like, you know, yeah, I did used to love that nigga, but at that moment, I felt absolutely nothing.
Really?
I thought she said
that nigga used to love me, which is very, very different from I used to love that nigga.
Right.
She said she felt, I think she said she loved him or felt something for him. And then, you know, she was like,
she felt something in her undercarriage that was.
I thought he was just an itch that she needed to scratch.
Right. Exactly. Tyrion didn't need to do too much convincing for her to leave.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I mean, he called
in
it.
In reality, that nigga was never coming to Westeros.
Hey, look, that scene, like when her and Tyrion get to talking, though, you know, it seemed like that nigga got bit by the bug a little bit, too.
Tyrion, since
his lying, you know,
I think it was more about being put back in that position, like
funny whore.
For Tyrion, it was like earning that position back. He really felt like he thrived in that role as Hand of the King, you know, way back in season 2. And I think for him, like seeing all the shit that happened since then and being able to come back into that role, I think that meant more to Tyrion than anything at this point.
That's a good point, especially when his own family just kind of deserted him and kind of, you know, like ignored the shit that he was really good at. And for Danny to see that and to promote him to Hand of the Queen in that instant, especially after Tyrion was like, you know, like, I mean, that was a great scene because he was just like, I've been ascending my whole life, which he has. Yeah. And I think a lot of us can identify with Tyrion in that sense. And believe
he
in something.
That time to listen to.
And he earned like.
Especially right now, player.
And this time, getting that pen, getting that role as Hand of the King, like, or Hand of the Queen, he earned that shit. Like, before, it was like, Tywin was like, hey, I can't be here, nigga.
Do what you can do.
Right. And he still thrived in the role, but this time, it was like, you were actually chosen to be somebody's hand. So, I think it was more about that for Tyrion.
He definitely looked upon her with reverence in that moment. Yeah. Like, and was like, yo, you have made me a believer.
Believe in something.
Yeah, like, I ain't believing shit.
Which, again, is... Like, I've seen these fucking bubbles, dog. These niggas went from this in episode 10, season 6, to fucking 15 episodes later where we ended up at. That's crazy.
Yeah, I felt that moment, bro. Like, even tonight, you know, I was like, damn, man. And the reason why, we know how it plays out between those two. We know.
Right.
You know, some people might not know now, but like to know that, like you said, like, I'm just talking about purely from a, what actually occurs standpoint, to know that it went from this moment right here to where it ultimately goes is like, damn, that's a fall. That's a far fall over that period of time. You know, like that's a long way to fall. For, you know,
yeah.
so
And then that nigga kneel, like, bro, you ain't got to kneel.
Hey, listen, man, I laughed so hard when they panned out and that nigga was like two steps, you know, two steps higher.
They were out of eye, pretty much.
Like, hey, and man, she was still a little taller than him.
She could have told him, like, hey, little nigga, just stand up straight.
Right, you good. I got you.
You good, blood. That ain't no problem.
I tell y'all what, nigga, don't mix pussy and flannel. damn, this motherfucker shitting all over me.
Noted. Noted, my brother.
Look here, baby. Look here, baby. I'm trying to tell you, when you hit these streets,
put me on guard with that one hand. I'm like, whoa, nigga, wait,
is it Quan Herger?
You don't mix pussy and flannel, baby.
I'm just telling you, man.
Like Jaquan Herger.
Listen, everybody's like, what? He's talking about the cat, y'all. The cat. The actual physical animal cat.
Don't tell a lesbian. Oh my God.
OMG.
Fuck y'all me.
That is insane, wow. Bro. Like,
wow.
Like, I'm talking about like the line stepping that is taking place, bro. What in the fuck?
Wow.
We done went everywhere from zombie
to wow. We were gonna get ourselves canceled. Shit, it's the comments that's getting us canceled tonight. They on fire for real.
That was awesome.
Oh my God.
Wow. That's good advice, CJ.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
The other CJ in the comments said, me over here like, pussy is best kept in cotton.
Actually, best kept naked.
Hey, let that thing breathe.
Let it breathe.
No, absolutely not. On the train.
Head out. Head out. Let's go.
So we leave.
We might have to get on up out of here. Y'all finna go wake up my wife.
Man.
We leave.
Pregnant sexy.
Y'all niggas.
You already got her in the family way. Leave her alone.
Y'all know what's going down. You're
pregnant. Be the best, though.
The content call drop. Oh shit! Yeah,
God damn!
Damn!
Anyway, Walter Frey getting OJ.
The next team. Yes. Brown,
oh God.
Yeah. So we leave. We leave. we leave Marie. And shit, y'all niggas wild. So we got.
That's crazy. It looked like the man finna get a reach around.
Message.
Message.
Oh my God.
Oh, man, wow. Waterlight. Is this the happy ending?
She's gonna give him a tuggy.
He said, I ain't never seen you before.
Oh, hell, Aria.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that was one of mine.
That's exactly what you feel like too.
This was a.
This ain't one of mine.
Like it's like you go to a fucking restaurant and some new girl waiting tables. Like, hey, I ain't seen that before.
I ain't never seen you before.
Man, nigga with the licking his lips, nigga slapped that ass.
Right. I'm not fooling with Mason.
Walter got Benzino neck.
Lord have mercy.
It's mom.
Oh man. Shout out to this scene for Ari reverting back to the lessons about Tywin when she said my lord instead of me lord. And Tywin would have caught that if he were in Alder Frey's position, because she said my lord like a noble person instead of the commoner that she was dressed up to be. Because the commoner would have said, me lord, and Walter didn't catch that, obviously, because he's a fucking dumbass. Tywin would have called
him. Right, slow-ass fucking Walter. Yep. That the whole time, he in there trying to fuck.
Right.
Hey, look, that nigga get mad because his sons ain't come. He's like, man, what the fuck Black Walter them, man? She's like, they're here, my lord.
She's like, where?
Here, my lord.
Here, my lord.
On your plate, my nigga.
Like, I'm like, it's a whole thumb in the pot.
Fact. That's what I'm going to say. Nigga pulled some crust back and it was a thumb there.
All this started dry heaving. He was like, "Huh,
yeah." Like, you know how nasty something like, got to be for Walter Frey to be finding disgusting.
Celestial, what'd he do?
I'm not doing it again.
Oh no, she did somehow miss it.
She dry heaving.
I ain't doing it again. You ain't about to get me frozen.
He definitely did.
We'll look at the replay. We'll look at the replay. Don't worry.
Carlton was trying to say that clip.
Let me get the timestamp on this shit.
Carlton was trying to get that clip. Say, man,
you got it. Bad. Yeah.
He Walter Frey was dry heaving. Think about
it. I see that ever again.
I heard the sound effect. I just didn't see her.
Listen, man. I don't know what happened, what y'all talking about, but whatever it was took place in 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 42 seconds. So
Black Walter over there getting ate up.
Man.
Black who?
Black Walter.
Goddamn Black Wall. That nigga went outside. She said it was hard carving them niggas up, my lord.
Swallowed up.
Oh, no. I knew it was coming.
Man. That was
cold,
bro.
That's why Tommy jumped.
Shit was peak, though, bro. This shit was peak. Yep. Like, bro, where they were in this episode with all the shit that was starting to culminate. How the fuck did y'all fumble this?
Yeah.
They should have took their time, bro. Man. They were rushing.
This was peak.
Time was rushing and we had 2 years before the season.
They were rushing. No, I'm just saying, like, they took a break, didn't do shit. They rushed the seventh season and they clearly rushed the eighth season. Yeah, it's stupid. I agree.
You would say we going all the time, bro.
That Black Walter fry.
Black Walter fry. Man. Yeah, nigga, like, but listen though. Yeah. Imagine if she had to chop down Big Walter, she would have still been in the kitchen.
We're not doing
no,
that.
No, because she was already like, the dogs did it for her. She was
no.
I'm just saying, like, if Big Walter would have been there and all that shit, you know, if she wouldn't have gone to Ramsey, he would have still been chopping.
The comments is going crazy, y'all.
Big Walter ass on a stoop.
The comments.
I'm telling you.
That bitch would have been gumbo.
She would have been
oyster pie, clams,
and this would have been gumbo. Here's a new dish, my lord.
Bring the biggest pot you have.
Clams and cockles. Yeah, it was definitely a cockle in that pie.
We're not doing that.
I'm just saying.
That was probably the part sticking out that had the little black on.
He ate. Walter ate. Black. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no telling what he ate, man. They were in there, though. It's all in there.
Hey, real quick, though. A white nigga named Black Walter is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's nuts.
That's insane. But, you know, what else?
James. What can you do?
Black Irish.
Where we at now?
So Lil Finger trying to run game on Sansa. And she basically told that nigga kick rocks because he was like, you know, his biggest dream, him on the Iron Throne, her right beside him. She's like, that's a pretty dream. Fuck off, nigga.
Hey, that lean in for that kiss was fucking criminal.
Yeah. Like, man.
You should never have to lean in that far for a kiss, my nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. For that nigga to have if you had a staple of hoes.
You know what?
It ain't there, bro.
Yeah, you know what else though? I mean, after dealing with Ramsey and dealing with all the shit she went through with him, like you can see that this is a changed Sansa. Like the Sansa before was the Sansa he was able to get.
This ain't the same girl whose auntie you killed, and she stood there.
He got in your life, for nigga.
Yeah, she wasn't falling for our Baelish bullshit. Mm-mm. She was not.
Robert Baelish.
Like he thought he had her, you know. In his mind, it seemed like she was ready. He could have sworn she was ready
to
go all the way, Leslie.
No. We're not doing this style.
Look, and the thing is though, like no, DJ. It was a I'm not. I'm just saying I thought that was the most incredible curve. Like the way she hit him with it, she curved the shit out of him.
It was the world's greatest.
That was a Hall of Fame Aaron Donald ass swim move she hit on that nigga.
Yeah, she definitely right. Not so fast, my nigga. Like
talking about the hands were there, the footwork, nigga.
He really thought coming to save them was gonna gain him some favor.
It kind of should have though. I gotta be honest with you. Like, bitch, I done brought you an army.
Ramsey Bolton.
We even, nigga.
Yeah, we are even. You sold me to Ramsey.
No. Maybe a Ramsey ass Bolton.
Ramsey Bolton.
I mean, but he didn't know Ramsey was like crazy though.
Littlefinger didn't know.
Littlefinger didn't know it, he didn't care.
I'd be damned.
I don't think he really knew. I mean, how is he supposed to know?
Littlefinger knows everything.
Yeah.
He pretends like he knows everything.
I'm just saying, dog. Them people known for flaying motherfuckers. So.
That shit.
But even whatchamacallit was over to a certain extent. Like, he thought that it would be a product of Roose Bolton. But, I mean, clearly
Ramsey sold me. Even if
Ramsey was a notch above Roose, we'll give him that.
Right.
Yeah,
he
brought an army. Okay, I mean
that's what I'm talking about, man.
Like shit,
he
flew her out.
I would have been like, he owed her.
That's like a private jet.
That nigga owed her the army.
He could have. He sold it to the
Rams. She could have had Littlefinger killed Lysa. He didn't
own shit. He could have left the ass to die.
No. He killed Lysa and she covered it up for him. She could have at that very moment told him what happened.
Yeah, but he also got her out of King's Landing when she was being trapped.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
For Joffrey's death.
Yeah, she was trapped in that closet.
There you go.
Man, listen.
That nigga Littlefinger said, I'm going to stand on business. I'm going to step in the name of love, goddammit.
Yeah.
Yep. I can't stand him. Nope. She didn't owe him a thing.
Littlefinger going to get hit with the Rico.
I ain't say.
He will get hit with the Freako.
you have to tell him no. I got to tell him no.
That's why Littlefinger like, listen, AJ, number the number, Sansa.
Golly.
He did.
And on that note,
Sansa's looking real Aaliyah-ish right now.
So we leave that conversation after Littlefinger tried to sow a little discord between Sansa and Jon. We got Uncle Blue Benjen and Bran, and his CNA mirror.
This nigga just called Mira CNA, dog.
So
CNA Mira.
So
she asked me the fucking nurse.
She wiping ass.
She wiping his booty. She dragging him. She carrying him around. Think about it, bro. She get all his meals. CNA.
It was wild when Benjamin took that nigga off the horse, though, man. I was like, damn.
What the hell?
That's why we cannot have nice.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to mem the horse.
Benjamin's like, you got to go get your own horse, my nigga.
I'm just saying.
kick his ass off that motherfucker. Like, I don't know what you want to say.
Hey, man. Hey. Like, my horse can't go beyond the wall, my nigga.
Yeah,
right. You know what? That one sentence right there, that's another thing they fumbled. Like, they didn't explore none of the magic and all that shit associated with the wall. They was just fucking ass, man.
I think that was their little half-ass way of explaining like why the Night King and the dead couldn't leave beyond the wall. It was half-ass like a motherfucker.
Magic. That was their way of
saying, yep. They was basically saying that the dead cannot pass the wall because of the
matter. He tossed that nigga like a bag of trash.
Grab that nigga under his armpits.
Nigga's like six, bro. He's like 6 foot, like 180 pounds, bro. Like,
the nigga's a baby, yo. Nigga, you a baby.
Bro, I didn't know if we was watching Game of Thrones or Weekend at Bernie's.
Chill out, little homie. Man,
that was really wild.
Sitting there like, damn, he just threw him off the horse. Damn,
get your ass out of here.
Good luck,
get your crybaby ass in the back seat and walk home, or get your ass beat.
Get evil ass over.
So after he tosses Brand like old news, Brand slide over to the tree with his CNA helping him, and
that nigga was struggling too.
Man, he was pulling Lance Sail.
The tree be having eyes, don't it?
He Lance Sail crawled to that tree. And he touched that bitch, and it took us back to I forget what episode that was, but
the door.
Yeah, with young Ned, you know, going up in there, we find out.
Said, you know, door. He said that shit like he answered a question.
You know what I'm saying? A nigga missed the door, man. A nigga missed the door. You know what I'm saying?
CJ couldn't wait to get that episode.
I be able to let y'all nigga know sometimes y'all book ass niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because in the book.
Because he just watched the fucking episode.
I know a little bit of stuff too, nigga. You know what I'm saying? A nigga know some shit.
That nigga said the door.
In the book.
A nigga drinks, rubs it on his fucking ass.
Yo. Hands to the tree like the
eagle. Oh, shit.
That's the comment of the fucking night. That's the comment of the motherfucking night.
That's funny.
Oh my god.
I ain't gonna lie, man. You ain't on that Ethernet shit.
God damn.
Bro, he slid into the tree.
Yeah.
So yeah, and we see, you know, we see who John is, which they wasted, so it's whatever.
They fumbled that shit. That shit was magic, bro. Like, bro, the first time seeing that scene and them running that shit down, and young Ned is talking to young Lyanna, and as it's fucking unfolding, I'm still like, okay, who the fuck is the baby? I, like, my first time watching it, my dumb ass is not putting two and two together at the fuck off. So, like, I didn't get it until the cut scene to John's face. Yeah. I'm like, nigga.
Wait a minute. Wait a second. So y'all niggas didn't get it until this actual episode?
Mm-mm.
Really? I got it the first time that I knew that R plus L equals J was when Littlefinger was talking to Sansa in the pits. And Littlefinger turned away when Sansa was and Rhaegar raped and murdered my aunt. And then Littlefinger looked at her like this. And then as soon as I saw that shit, I was like, oh, so this, and then I Googled it. And then after that, I Googled it, and I was like, okay.
Oh, this is a Google.
Yeah, I mean, like, I Googled the rest, but
didn't Littlefinger
like,
ask her?
Am I the only one who thought that was a weird scene? And I Googled it, and I was like,
didn't Littlefinger ask her, like, are you sure? Or something like that? Are you sure?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Yeah.
That's when it clicked in my head.
Like, basically, he was like, you sure it was rape, bitch? Because
right
now, I ain't gonna lie.
A lot of people think they was just fucking.
When the door scene happened, when the whole door episode happened, the main thing I was looking at goddamn time travel. I was looking at time traveling and alternate dimensions and shit, man. Like, I was like trying to understand that part and how it could all work and function. I was not looking at I wasn't thinking about.
I tell you what, boy, the door is your favorite episode, nigga.
I mean, that's a great episode, man. I hate I missed that motherfucker, man. Shit, I would have worn my Easter suit that one.
God damn. God damn.
I hate I missed the door, nigga.
I'm glad, nigga. Yeah.
So that serves as a good transition to the next scene with the baby eyes going to John. And we find ourselves back in the north. They in the hall. Celestial, won't you walk us through that scene.
I got you. All right, so boom. We in the hall at Winterfell. John looking crazy. And motherfuckers chattering in the back. And so one of these motherfuckers, I'm like, we ain't fighting with no motherfucking wildlings. So Torna's like, bitch, y'all need us. So he's talking about my nigga. So I was, what you say? I can't with y'all. So Torna was like, you know, bitch, y'all need us. So he said, my nigga, I was minding my black ass business. I ain't need shit. So John said, well, we did shit now. Like, and we all friends for life. Like, come on, can't we all just get along? So another motherfucker stands up and says, the Bolton's dead. The war is over. Motherfuckers, winter is here. This shit about to be like a Sister Soldier book. The coldest winter motherfucking ever. Like, we need to take our asses home and chill and ride this shit the fuck out. Like, all this fighting shit, we ain't, no. Mm-hmm. So John is like, my nigga, the war is not over. And motherfuckers, y'all ain't seen cold. And the motherfucker that's coming, he ain't just cold. He bringing the storm with his ass. Y'all don't understand. So Lady Mormont stand her little ass up and she read all they motherfucking asses for filth. She said, y'all a bunch of bitch ass niggas. Lord Manderly, Walder Frey butchered your son at the Red Wedding and you ain't do shit. Lord Glover, you swore you had the Starks back, but when the shit got dicey and they needed your ass, where was you at? Huh? Where was you at?
Damn. Wait, do that again?
Huh? What? Like, okay, I don't understand. Where you motherfuckers were at?
Tell it!
And then she says, Lord Corwin, Corwin with your bitch ass, your daddy got
I hear you, Aretha Stanklin.
That five part harmony.
She said, but y'all ain't do shit. But we ain't forgot. The North ain't motherfucking forgot. House motherfucking Mormont got the motherfucking North back. And we serve the king with the name John. He might not be a Stark by name, but he got Ned blood. And we riding with that motherfucker till the wheels fall off. So what the fuck y'all bitches gonna do?
Talk about that. Say that.
Hey, Lady Mormont. Like, I don't give a fuck if he is.
They
started
standing up, pledging their allegiance and shit.
Yeah, Lady Mormont with the shit, man. Like, your motherfucking ass didn't do nothing. Your ass didn't do nothing, and he skinned your son.
like she's literally Olenna reincarnate.
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
She read it down for each one of them.
Imagine your son get murked and the little girl telling you your son got murked and you ain't do shit about it.
And you ain't do shit. That is fucking, I mean.
Nigga, you's a bitch. Nigga, is this Jody?
Man!
Nigga, you's a bitch. Get the heat, cuz. Fuck this.
This nigga Jody. Is
this nigga riding the bike, cuz?
Hey, fuck your fort.
Hey, Mal DM said you could see the hate and fake ass joy on Sansa's face.
Yeah.
At first, she looked like she was happy, then it kind of registered. She's like, wait a minute.
But you know what, though? And as soon as everybody was screaming, King of the North, Littlefinger ass right there chilling. Mm-hmm. Right. I told you.
Yeah, I'm watching that shit play out. You ain't
respected like you thought you was.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Shit was peak.
Yeah, he did give her that look like, see bitch.
I bet you should be with me.
He still ain't shit though. So after that scene, we back at King's Landing, and Jaime and Bronn pull up. Mm-hmm. He see the shit smoking. He like, you know, let's
what in the goddamn fuck this bitch there. Done did now.
Man, that's all I said. That same exact thought. Well, he turned to Brian. He was like, man, what this bitch has done?
You see this I shit? Know you fucking lying.
That is what he said. I know you fucking lying.
I know you fucking lying.
Bitch, I've been gone for five.
I can't do shit.
Bitch, I've been gone for a fortnight.
This motherfucker.
Hey, this motherfucker. She done fucked up.
I can't even be gone 2 weeks of you to fuck up this.
Every time that nigga leave, he lose a kid.
Man, wow!
Think about it.
Except for the one he went and got.
Baby is crazy. Losing two incest babies is insane.
Three.
Mm. 3 for 3. That's crazy.
Yeah, this is number 3, ain't it?
At this point, the prophecy has been fulfilled.
Yeah.
It's like, Cersei ain't shook enough for me, dog.
I think it was expected.
Yeah, she expected it.
Like, once Joffrey was, like, Joffrey died, and it was like, damn, he was a menace, but he was my son, but he was a fucking menace. So, okay. Mm-hmm. Then Marcella, and it's like, damn, my baby girl. And so it's like, by the time you get to Tommen, it's almost like she was numb to the shit because
she expected. She knew it was coming.
Prophecy.
Old girl told her.
Marcella really broke her.
Marcella was the breaker.
Like Marcella broke her ass. Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah.
And like she was really baby, she coming home. Jamie got her and she came home in a gold coffin that the niggas stopped to pick up.
All the humanity she had left.
Yeah.
Was in the coffin, was gone.
Because Joffrey died, you know, at the moment of his death, she was all crying and shit. But as soon as she realized, she was like,
now go back to running this motherfucker.
I couldn't breathe around this motherfucker.
Hey, she slapped that nigga Joffrey thinking she was finna get control back. That nigga Joffrey said, you would never do it to game. Damn, I miss my nigga. R.I.P.
you little fuck nigga.
You
wouldn't out loud none of that shit. Blew up what?
We see
fucking building.
We see Cersei get crowned, so on and so forth. Mm. And
Black Queen, that shit was, that motherfucker looked menacing. That whole throne room, everybody in black.
And at this point, like, them niggas is freestyling, but they were still on course for greatness. It's like y'all were still on track for time. This shit will be unquestionably ain't shit to say about this.
Y'all think her invite to the inauguration said "wear black or die"?
don't wear no black. Black is only for me and my people, bitches.
Inauguration. Man. Them these motherfucking lights.
Stepping that thing with the lemon pepper steppers on, man.
Hey, that nigga Jamie was looking like, bitch, what you done did? She gave him a side eye like, yeah, I did that shit.
I'm on this motherfucking throne. You see me now, right?
But you know what, though? This episode also, in a lot of ways, was like, it was the women stepping into their own on a lot of levels. Like,
definitely.
That's true.
You know,
I think that's Game of Thrones in a nutshell. Like, even from season one, going back to like Catelyn, like all the way through, that's been like a underlying or even an overlying theme, which is again why it was so fucked up how they fumbled it. Cause it was like all this women empowerment that y'all have done throughout this whole thing to just burn it down and boil it down to all these bitches is just crazy.
Right.
That's why motherfuckers was mad. Like, okay.
Yeah. I think they needed a woman. To help,
it paints the picture.
I don't think a woman would have.
It paints the picture that like women can't run this shit without fucking.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was thinking about that shit earlier today. Yeah. I was thinking about that shit earlier today, bro. I got mad all over again. I ain't trying to jump. I ain't trying to jump ahead, but I got mad all over again at how the shit went down. Yeah. And I was like, bro, this was a cop out, and I don't think that a woman or women in the room with them at that moment would have allowed it to be written that way. Because there were so many other resolutions to it. And I mean, we'll get to it eventually, but it's frustrating like to imagine moment like Game of Thrones, this episode 10 is. And like you literally see from the beginning of the show to the end of the show, like these women are rising up from fucking all fucking corners of the Seven Kingdoms, right? Like so you got Sansa stepping into her own. You got Arya fucking. She a killer now. Like
marking everybody.
Cersei is on the throne and next exactly. She got around with her.
One common denominator they have. They're all killers.
Yeah. Yes, they're all killers, but they all had a plan as far as like who they kill, what they kill, like what's the motivation.
And it was all rhyme and reason behind the shit. Exactly. Even like with Cersei's plan, Cersei blew up herself and half the fucking city, but it was like, I know who I got to get.
And she eliminated her competition.
And as dangerous as the Game of Thrones has been for every fucking player in it, all these men that have died, like all of these women have survived to this point, figured it out. Enough, like to the point,
and so you know, they built all of that up, and again, jump too far ahead, but you build all of that up, and then you just destroy it all. Yep.
Just to say, they that crazy bitch outside,
man.
You know, that's man. Basically what you meant.
That crazy bitch out there again. Six seasons of this, right? Six seasons of empowerment and build up, and women doing this, queen that, queen over here, queen over there. Arya's a killer, and.
You just fuck up.
Yep. Arya killer and Brienne finish in a house coat outside with a flashlight in broad daylight.
Golly. You know what I'm saying? I wish we had that stand up.
For a nigga who can't even spread her cheeks apart with both hands.
Golly. Whole time, what's his name was ready to crack her back for?
Tormund was ready, boy.
I was about to say, Tormund said, I got both hands, bitch.
Tormund said, I was ready. I killed
your big ass. He don't look at me like Tormund looked at Brian. He's on the hustle, man.
Yeah, man. That's, man.
So nigga Tormund be like, what about the big woman?
So Lord Gente says, see, try this though. Imagine all the female characters as men. Are they all crazy or stupid now? Or are they just ruthless but understandably so?
That's
no understandable.
Yeah.
That's a great question. Yeah.
That seems like what they kind of resolved. And it seems like they would have resolved it differently. Like, I don't know, man. I'm trying not to jump to the end, but now I am starting to get pissed off because I'm
fucking
good this show was.
This episode was such a builder.
Yeah. I remember I was so excited for season seven after this fucking shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, this is my show. This is the greatest show of all time. Can't nobody tell me fucking different.
Yeah.
We did our best recruiting between the end of season six and the end of season seven.
And then the final scene of this motherfucker, like,
oh man, the score of this show with the Targaryen theme music playing in the background, the dragons flying, the sails set. I mean, everything. It was like, nigga, they are ready for war. We coming.
Yeah, man. Like, can you kind of like set that scene up for us, like, so we can?
Hey, really? Change the setup. Them niggas is on a boat, bunch of boats. You see,
man, Dragon Escort was so tough though. Fucking Dragon Escort was so fucking tough.
It's the score, man.
I'm gonna tell you what's dope about it, TK. To me at least. Like, you see the girl who is at the fucking beginning of the show getting dragged around by her brother, getting sold by her brother and shit. Now she on a motherfucking ship, like ships. She got tons of ships.
Hopefully,
she got soldiers on them. She got big ass dragons, and then she got three counselors behind her. Like,
she got Miss Sandy, Verbs,
and Tyrion standing behind her like the motherfucking Avengers, dog. I felt that shit tonight, dog.
Hey, and what's crazy? Like, in this moment, the dragons are still babies in this moment. Like, even Drogon at this point is still like
they ain't like fully grown.
One question, how the fuck did Verz get from goddamn? These motherfuckers is moving
around, bro.
That nigga rolled with the cauliflower.
Verz got there so quick. There was a big conspiracy going around about how Verz was a fucking merman.
Really?
I need to look it up.
That's crazy.
Verz was a fucking merman. That Verz literally was fucking. That's because
that nigga's getting around, dog.
Legit conspiracy that Varys is running around so much.
Like for real.
Yeah.
Like, is Khaleesi sending for this nigga on Dragonback or what?
Right. Right. But that was a preview to what the fuck that we were about to see, which was a bunch of fucking
jetpacks. And it was one of the coldest walk-off scenes in the history of fucking television.
Yeah.
Super cold-ass walk-off scene.
Like you, I mean, like you, like you, if that's the last thing you see, like we gonna, we have the beauty of being able to see the next episode next week. But right. Before,
and wasn't it a 2-year gap?
Yeah, wait.
It was a two-year gap.
It was a 2-year gap. You remember, because a year, they didn't really do anything. They just took, was calling themselves taking a break, because they used to film back to back to back to back to back. Mm-hmm. And there was really no breaks for the D and like for both D's. And so she said, then they decided to take a year break, and then they wanted to start a fret, you know, but then they got lazy. That's all that happened. That's all that showed.
Hey, what episode did we start doing Game of Thrones the first time around?
Seemed like eight. It wasn't until season eight.
Season 7, I want to say. I think we all Carl, you were part of season 7 too. I think it was late season 7. Okay.
We only did one season.
We only did the last season.
Hmm.
Yeah,
we did that shit on the whim. Like I called you like, "Hey man, I think we should do this and this." Like Leslie Nerd, and I know another light skinned nigga who liked this shit.
And here we are, nigga.
Like, fuck, it's like 5 years later.
A legend was born, man. Like,
it's crazy because, nigga, I remember to the day, like, I was doing the fucking season 8 at the apartment, nigga. I'm 2 houses in now.
Man,
flex on me. Flex.
I was at an apartment, nigga.
Facts, nigga. Facts. I was at a townhome in Virginia.
Damn.
Never mind.
Shut up, nigga. You been rich, nigga.
That's right.
So,
the nigga been
rich. Like you got a Cabo every year.
Hey, listen, man. Hey, the Kennedys always pay their debts. That's where we at.
That's right.
Tyrus is a house husband. That's what it is.
I'm trying to be
like that, nigga.
Shit. You think I wouldn't take that shit?
Man.
What?
Sign me up.
I'll be in here butt naked making breakfast and lunch and dinner every fucking day.
Listen, if that ever happens, laundry, I'm telling y'all now.
Butt naked ass laundry, butt man.
If that ever happens and I'm a house husband, I'm going to be a goddamn menace to the online community.
Fact.
Menace.
Man, HOA means going to be off the fucking chain with me. Fuck around me, goddamn it. I ain't got nothing but time and opportunity. I'm gonna be at Starbucks and fucking complaining on the fucking
on the
neighborhood Facebook feed.
I'm so done.
So listen,
don't become a Chad.
Before we get out of here, as usual. This is a great episode, by the way. Queen Mother, we gonna call you up to the front, hand you the microphone, and ladies and gentlemen. We have the Game of Thrones. Watch them Thrones. Church announcements.
Well, I thank you so much, pastor members and friends. we had a lot of fun this evening. I'm so glad that so many people tapped in. Not too much happened this evening. I forgot my theme music. Not too much was happening this week. Thursday was...
Like, can you put your shades back on?
I'll put them on in a minute because I got something for TK. Thursday was National Pi Day, and that's pi as 3.14, the mathematical quantity. So that was 3.14.
I thought you was talking about sweet potato pie.
No. That's why I clarified the mathematical quantity. 3.14.
I'm all messed up and I don't know why.
4. Okay. So your ass no. Good thing happened this week. So I'm so glad that Bonnie Willis is still on the case, even though they made Nathan Wade resign. That's all right. She's on the job, so I ain't mad.
Today is St. Patrick's Day. Oh. I got green on. I got green is for the money, gold is for the honey. Get you a matching knife to go with it. All right. One of the better things that was on TV this week was the NAACP Awards last night or yesterday. I had a problem with whoever was writing for Queen Latifah because I'm like, yeah, she ain't usually that stiff, but I don't know what the fuck was going on with that. So that was it was a little uneven, but you know they awarded a lot of things to The Color Purple and several other black movies. It's always the NAACP. So yay NAACP.
Hey, Queen Mom, what you talking about?
So for the last announcement of the night, and Leslie, I'm about to put on the glasses. So, TK, I wrote this just for you. Go ahead and kill that organ music. I'm going to play for myself. Thank you. Y'all hear my piano? All right.
So, oh, Jesus.
Hold on, Weeby Wonder.
No, no, you finna get it now. Okay?
Wait.
You ready? Okay.
Oh, Lord.
You ready? You ready?
I'm
ready.
Come on, Great Charles.
I'm not gonna fool you with playing too much. Now your ass got to get cut. Ooh, TK. You about to fuck around and find out right now.
Where
you gonna set your ass on fire? You know that's my heart's only desire. Ooh, TK, you about to fuck around and find out right now. Ooh, TK. Fuck around and find out right now.
Listen, listen.
Ooh, TK. Fuck around and find out right now.
Hey, that last note hurt.
That good.
That last note hurt. Ladies and gentlemen, goddamn, she good. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. Give it up for Granny Watson. Granny Watson.
I'm sorry. I'm going to get through it because I'm laughing too damn hard. Yeah. You about to come find out. So you wanted some Stevie Wonder? Hey, I gave it to you. There you go.
Hey, what's crazy is I'm not even the one that called you Stevie Wonder. That was Leslie.
I just don't fucking
come. Call him out, TK.
You I didn't call you Stevie Wonder. I just said your hair had a little Stevie Wonder hair. That's all I said.
The list should have disappeared in that big ass house.
I have never been dissed with a Negro spiritual.
Until tonight. Sensual chop.
That nigga says sweet potato.
Sensual talk.
Wow. Wow,
and this
wow,
is
wow.
why we can't have nice
like
things.
Sexual licorice.
Say that shit, Queen Mother.
Licorice.
I just got this. It's women history. I just got this by Helen Keller. That's me.
Oh my God.
Well, that's only because I was faking with the shades, but you know I can see clearly.
Queen Mama, that was excellent. That was hit a mark.
I was cracking up. I was cracking up. I almost didn't see because I was cracking myself
up.
Oh, God.
That nigga got ether by organ.
Hey, God. Dog. Dog, she really crunk up the Vic Trolla and got them this me.
Vic Trolla this me.
Man, she got the keyboard and everything on your ass, yeah. Man. I like it, man. I ain't even know.
Hey,
that's a very special episode.
Well, I had to put the shades on. so I can give you the whole thing. Well, I ain't have no Plan B.
Oh, I saw Celestia.
Celestia sound like me up there.
She can't hold it in. All I saw was Celestia's new house.
Man,
Who
said that? Celestia disappeared.
You all right, girl?
Oh man, look, man, there's really nothing else could be said after that. You know, I do appreciate you. I do appreciate you all the work you put into that diss song. you know, you had a hell of a writer, Moms Mabley. That was great. I appreciate that. I do. Anybody got anything that don't involve an organ, a Victrola?
Can't nobody follow that up.
Yeah, man. Shit.
How do I lead this motherfucker?
How do you lead it? Hey, we start season. What season we on? Starting next week.
Seven.
So next week we set up season 7, episode 1. You know, looking forward.
And season 7 was actually pretty good too. It's like
yeah, it wasn't that bad.
7 was a pretty good season. So, even though it was short.
You know, we hit 2 hours. It's crazy. So yeah, on behalf of Celestial Mother Pomeranians, CJ the High Sparrow, Fried Hard, little motherfucking Cersei, Leslie, if ADHD medication and OJ were an episode, Alton, the Balerian, the light skinned dread, myself, and the incomparable Aretha Stanklin. Queen Mother. We'll see you guys next week.
Peace, y'all.
Bye.
I'm overjoyed with this episode.
Yeah.